Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, and we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. This is your co-host, Kent Lincoln, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to have 2 hours, as I said, and we'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and back with a second hour, so we hope you'll stick around this evening. I'm going to play the second installment of my salute to trumpet player Ruby Braff. He was a feisty little guy who was a rather outspoken gentleman, but played great trumpet. And my first track is from his album, Ruby Braff Goes Girl Crazy. I don't know how fond he was of girls, but Girl Crazy was a musical that he played some of the highlighted songs from. It was a George and Ira Gershwin musical. It was very, very popular, originally introduced in 1931. Our first track is I Got Rhythm, which the chord changes of I Got Rhythm were the chord changes for literally hundreds of jazz compositions. If you think about it, it's We Want Cantor. It's a da-da-da-da. That's the chord changes to I Got Rhythm. And on this track is with Al Cohn on tenor sax, Jim Hall on guitar, George DeVivier on bass, and an inevitable little Buzzy Druten on drummer, a great little drummer. I Got Rhythm. Thank you. George and Ira Gershwin's classic, I Got Rhythm, from the musical Girl Crazy. It first came out in 1931, reprised there by Ruby Braff and his little crew. And besides Ruby on trumpet, we had a tenor sax solo by Al Cohn. Hank Jones was there on piano, and Jim Hall was there on guitar.
Well, I'm going to start off with Eddie Miller. He's here with the Johnny Varo Trio on an album entitled Eddie Miller with the Johnny Varo Trio. So in addition to Eddie on tenor sax and Johnny on piano, we've got Ray Leatherwood on bass and Gene Estes on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Louis Armstrong entitled Someday You'll Be Sorry.
Thank you.
And that was Eddie Miller with the Johnny Varo Trio doing Louis Armstrong's tune, Someday You'll Be Sorry. Along with Eddie on tenor and Johnny on piano, they were backed by Ray Leatherwood on bass, Gene Estes on drums. And that was from an album entitled Eddie Miller with the Johnny Varo Trio, recorded on the Delmark label in 1995.
I continue to highlight the trumpet work of Ruby Brapp, our Spotlight Artist of the Week. And here we're going to turn to an album that he cut on the Bethlehem label, Ruby Brapp Quartet Swings. This is an old standard I've always enjoyed. I think you'll like it too. It's Mean to Me. And along with Ruby on trumpet, we've got the great Johnny Guarneri on piano, who spent a lot of time in the Artie Shaw Band and the Benny Goodman Band, and the inimitable Walter Page on bass out of the Count Basie Band. Spent about 15 years in the Basie Band. And Bobby Donaldson on drums, kind of a freelance drummer out of New York, who's first call in a lot of sessions. This is Mean to Me. Mean to Me, a great old standard resurrected there by our Highlight Artist of the Week, Ruby Brapp on trumpet, backed up by Johnny Guarneri on piano, Walter Page on drums, Bobby Donaldson on Walter Page on bass, Bobby Donaldson on drums. That was cut in New York City in October 1954 on the Bethlehem label.
Well, Chuck Hedges is up next on a CD entitled The Chuck Hedges Quartet. And in addition to Chuck on clarinet, we'll hear from Eddie Higgins on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, and Gene Estes on drums, all good Midwestern Chicago musicians. And they're going to do a Johnny Mercer Victor Schersinger tune entitled I Remember You.
Thank you.
And that was I Remember You by the Chuck Hedges Quartet. Chuck on clarinet, Eddie Higgins on piano, the house pianist for the London House for many years, Bob Haggart of Big Noise from Winnetka fame, Gene Estes on drums, and that was a CD on the Arbors label, recorded and released in 1993.
Next up is our featured artist, Ruby Braff. This is from an album called Holiday in Braff. It was a party at the Bethlehem Recording Studios to celebrate New Year's Eve. It was a New Year's Eve party. And it's kind of interesting because this is one of the few tracks that I have in my collection on Ruby Braff. It has a little big band behind him. It's about eight or nine pieces. Usually you work through a quartet or a quintet. I won't name all the personnel, but in there is Bob Wilbur on tenor sax, Ellis Larkins on piano, Mundell Lowe on guitar. Walter Page is back on bass, as is Bobby Donaldson on drums. This is a great ballad by two great composers and arrangers, Robin and Ranger. Easy Living. Thank you. Robin Ranger's great composition, played all down through the years, Easy Living, from Ruby Braff's album Holiday in Braff. And that was a little big band backing up Ruby on that particular track. In the tenor sax section is Bob Wilbur, and he's the one that wrote that arrangement, which is a gorgeous arrangement. And the tenor sax solo was either by Boomy Richmond or Al Klink.
Well, next up are the Sackville All-Stars. Sackville is a Canadian label, and the title of the CD is Saturday Night Function. And the stars are Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Jim Galloway on baritone sax, Jay McShann on piano, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Count Basie and Harry Edison entitled Jive at Five.
Thank you.
And that was Jive at Five, a tune written by Count Basie and Harry Edison, from a Sackville CD entitled Saturday Night Function. And it featured Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Jim Galloway on baritone sax, Jay McShann on piano, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. And it was a Sackville CD issued in 1981.
Well, we just played Jive at Five, which is a Basie item. Count Basie played it all down through the years. My next track by Ruby Braff, our highlight artist of the week, cut on a Concord label called Cornet Chop Suey, is Shoeshine Boy, which was one of the great tracks played by Count Basie and Lester Young. They introduced Lester Young to the world of jazz. And on this particular track, we got Howard Alden on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, great Ken Popowski on clarinet, Ronnie Zito on drums. This Shoeshine Boy was written by Sammy Kahn and Chaplin, but that was not Charlie Chaplin, it was Saul Chaplin. I don't know who Saul was, but he did a great job on this composition with Sammy Kahn. Shoeshine Boy. Oh yeah, I remember that. I don't know if I ever saw it, but I remember the name. It was very. Yeah, I love that. I love that title. That sounds like something out of a Dick Tracy cartoon. Tess Trueheart.
He battled bad guys such as Simon R. Sinister. He was a recurring villain. Always recurred in many episodes. That was a clever,
What was the one? What was that other cartoon I did watch?
Rocky Bowie.
Well, the one that always killed me was remember that MC Kerwood Derby or Derwood Kirby, and then on the show he was called the guy wore a Kerwood Derby. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they did some clever stuff.
Never forget that, Kerwood Derby.
Let's see where we're at here. We'll be at about 44 and a half when we come out of this.
Oh, well, how long is that?
About 4.
Yeah.
Should say.
Well, about 49 or 50. I'm going to need a real short one. About 3 to 4 minutes most. There's Popowski. Thank you. It was a Concord release under Ruby Brass' name. Name of the album was Cornet Chop Suey, and that was a fine all-star group that they put together there. In particular, of course, our highlight artist, Ruby Graff on trumpet. Howard Alden was there on guitar, and the inevitable Art Ken Popolsky on clarinet. And that was Shoeshine Boy.
Well, next we'll hear from an LP entitled Andre Previn and Pals Play Pal Joey. Pal Joey, of course, was a Broadway musical, and Andre Previn is a pianist, both classical and jazz, and he's going to be backed here by Shelly Mann on drums and Red Mitchell on bass, and they're going to play a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled I Could Write a Book.
Thank you.
And that was I Could Write a Book, a tune written by Rodgers and Hart, and was from an LP entitled Andre Previn and His Pals Play Pal Joey. Andre on piano, Shelly Mann on drums, Red Mitchell on bass. It was a contemporary LP released in 1957.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with another almost an hour of fine swinging modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host, with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and we hope you've enjoyed the sounds. We're going to close it out with Ruby Pfaff, our highlight artist from his album A Sailboat in the Moonlight, cut on the Concord label. Of course, Ruby on cornet or trumpet, and Scott Hamilton is on tenor sax.